说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, newbies. My name is Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And we are Chinese pod, and we're bringing you another lesson in Chinese, are we not? I have one thing to say at this point. You know what I'm going to say?
No.
Frank Fradella.
Fradella.
Frank Fradella is right here in the studio beside me. Say hello, Frank.
大家好.
There you go.
Hello, Frank's here. And he's snapping pictures of us.
He is snapping pictures. So throughout this lesson, if you hear the click, click, click of the camera, we're not in Hollywood. We're here in the studio, and it's just Frank doing his thing. He's a marvelous, marvelous photographer.
Yes. And we're talking about the media.
We are talking about the media.
Something related to his passion.
Exactly. Tell us a little bit more. What are we talking about today, Jenny?
An exciting form of media.
Which is?
Newspaper.
Newspaper. Mm. How do you say newspaper in Chinese?
报纸. 报纸.
报纸.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
That sounds like a fourth tone, a third
tone. It is a fourth and a third. So we'll have a little dialogue about a 报纸. We'll listen to it three times, and then we'll come back, and then we'll sort of do our thing with it.
Yes, and there's some fascinating culture points about newspaper and the culture of newspaper in China.
So you will learn the language, the vocabulary, and you'll get some culture out of this. All right, let's sit back and listen to it, and we'll be back very soon.
好。Dialogue, first time.
有报纸吗？
有。要中文的还是英文的？
中文的。
一块钱。
Second time.
有报纸吗？
有。要中文的还是英文的？
中文的。
一块钱。
Third time.
有报纸吗？
有。要中文的还是英文的？
中文的。
一块钱。
What do you think? What is the time right now?
Translation.
Exactly.
Time.
Well, why don't you start the ball rolling?
好，有报纸吗？
Do you have newspapers?
有报纸吗？
Do you guys sell newspapers?
有报纸吗？有，要中文的还是英文的？
Yeah. Do you want a Chinese or an English paper?
有，要中文的还是英文的?
Yeah, do you want a Chinese one or an English one?
有,要中文的还是英文的?中文的。
Chinese.
中文的。
A Chinese one.
中文的。一块钱。
One renminbi.
一块钱。
One Chinese dollar.
一块钱。
Okay, now, some really interesting stuff here we can look at.
Yes.
Now, just to recall, just to let you know, I mean, my translations are fairly liberal. There's two ways to translate. You can translate very specifically, very directly, or you can translate the sort of the function of the sentence performs. So there are a couple of translations here which I've done loosely, but we can look at that now in some detail. So let's take it from the top, Jenny.
有报纸吗?有。报纸吗?
Now, the first thing about this sentence you may notice is that it's a question.
Yes.
Right? Now, how do we know, Jenny, that this is a question?
Because there's a 吗 at the end of the sentence.
So whenever you see a 吗 at the end of a sentence, you know it's a question.
Yes.
Okay, so let's hear it again.
有报纸吗?有报纸吗?
Great. Now, the 吗 at the end indicates question. Now, we already had the word for newspaper, and that was
报纸。报纸。
报纸。
Yes.
And we, as we said, the fourth and the third tones there. Could you tell us about those two characters, please, Jenny?
Of course. The first character, 报, means report.
Report.
Or to report.
Okay.
And 纸 means paper.
As in paper.
Yes.
Your common or garden paper. Paper.
So it really makes sense. It's a report paper.
Paper.
A newspaper.
Excellent. So let's hear it again, newspaper.
报纸，报纸。
Great. Now, we had a verb at the beginning, and that is...
有, 有.
And that is third tone,
That's
right?
That's right.
有. So when you put them all together, the verb 有 means to have, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Or in a sense, to be can also mean in that sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you put these three elements together, let's hear the whole sentence again.
有报纸吗?有报纸吗?
Great. Now that is literally translated, have a report paper, question mark.
Mm, yes.
Right? There you go. So basically you're asking, I mean, I see this maybe happening in a store, but it could be in a lot of other places as well. Anyway, so somebody's asking somebody else for a newspaper. There you go. One more time.
有报纸吗?
Great. Now the reply comes here. They use the same verb, which is
有有
Now, so when somebody asks you something, 有吗? Do you have that? You can use the same verb to reply and say,
有有
Great. Now, do you want a Chinese one or an English one? Let's hear that, please, Jenny.
要中文的还是英文的?要中文的还是英文的?
Now, first, the term as in Chinese language.
中文中文
中文 The tones are?
First and second.
First and second. Again, please, Jenny.
中文中文
中文Now, the verb to want.
要要 Fourth tone.
Fourth tone, right. Now, this is, there's a slight complexity here, but let's keep it simple. Now,
yes.
So the question is, do you want a Chinese language one?
要中文的要中文的
Yes.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect.The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the ChinesePod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
要中文的 means do you want a Chinese language one? Referred obviously to the newspaper here.
Yes.
Now, or...
还是还是
还是、second and fourth, right?
Correct.
Right. And then English.
英文的英文的
Now you'll notice that 英文 meaning English language.
Yes.
Now the common element there is
文文
And that means
language or language. Text.
Or text. Okay. And so the format is the same. So we had the Chinese one we said was
中文的中文的
And an English one.
英文的英文的
So you can see 英文的 meaning an English one, 中文的
a Chinese one.
Now, that particular individual wants a Chinese one, and so...
It's a 中文的中文的
中文的、There you go, a Chinese one, that's the answer. Now, and so you've got to pay, of course, for the newspaper, and the price was...
一块钱一块钱
So, tell us about that phrase, Jenny.
Let's look at 一 first.
Yeah.
Means one.
Yeah.
And 块钱块 means chunk.
Yes.
So one chunk of money, 钱对
Yeah, meaning money.
一块钱
A chunk of money. This is not slang. This is how you say
yes.
it.
Yes.
Basically,
yeah,
a dollar.
Yeah, that's the common expression.
Yeah, a dollar. That is the currency, the denomination, 块 right? Yeah, and it's often referred to as renminbi by first foreigners, but
yes.
Chinese don't normally in day-to-day call it renminbi.
No.
That's the currency, in fact, yeah. So again, one 块, one Chinese dollar is?
一块钱一块钱
Two Chinese dollars.
两块钱两块钱
Three Chinese dollars.
三块钱三块钱
And so on.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right then, let's listen to this three more times, shall we?
好。Dialogue, first time.
有报纸吗？
有。要中文的还是英文的？
中文的。
一块钱。
second time.
有报纸吗？
有。要中文的还是英文的？
中文的。
一块钱。
Third time.
有报纸吗？
有。要中文的还是英文的？
中文的。
一块钱。
Okay, interesting. Now tell us something about newspapers in China. Jenny, are they on the decline as they are in the West, yes or no?
I think so, slight decline, but I see more new newspapers coming every year. And I think advertisement is a big reason that feeds these papers.
Yeah. Definitely, I think that the Chinese market is so huge. And I think for magazines in particular, I think there's still a lot of scope there. Mm. But newspapers, as I know, are in decline. Everybody, I think the Chinese are flocking to the internet.
We are. But newspapers, we still have a culture of subscribing to papers, especially family households. There's a paper we subscribe to and there's a gift with subscription.
Okay.
The gift is a big tin of cooking oil.
Wait, you subscribe to
with a yearly subscription, they give you some
I see the logic.
Fine peanut oil.
I don't see it. So you subscribe to a newspaper for a year and you get a tin of cooking oil.
Yeah, family. That's the logic.
Family.
Family papers, so family cooks.
Well, go figure. I have no idea how that works, and I probably never will. But one other interesting thing, and Fred Allen mentioned it earlier, is in the past was much more common as well, where they'd have they'd actually post the newspapers outside on
public.
The street. And sort of you'd see a lot of old folks standing around, sort of reading the newspapers, and posting behind these glass cases. What is that about?
I think there's a culture of public announcements in China, whether it was radio or newspaper. Which is an important way of getting the message out to the people in the past.
That's right. I mean, even like 10 or 12 years ago, you'd actually hear a lot of public announcements as well.
Yes.
They'd actually broadcast and blast them out of big speakers.
Even in schools, in each classroom at the back of the room.
Yeah.
The entire wall is a blackboard.
Yes.
And every week, students write a blackboard newspaper. Announcements about their study, about their life, and paint beautiful pictures on it.
Well, that is one interesting thing. We don't have time to go into that, but that might form the basis of another very interesting lesson. The culture of newspapers and magazines in China. There you go. Well, we hope that was useful. The language, of course, is high frequency. You can use it in other contexts, I hope. Don't forget to go to ChinesePod.com and explore this. Look for the patterns. See how these patterns relate to other words and other phrases. That's how the learning happens.
You say it so beautifully, Ken.
Yes. Thank you. Very happy with that.
That's the end of our public announcement.
That's right. So we'll be back tomorrow with another public announcement.
对.
But in the meantime, we have to say
再见.
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0812.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0812 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0812.